Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
You'll never know her name. Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. Today, it's about a couple of different things. One, hockey, heated rivalry. Two, we talk about...
A haunting that I had.
A haunting that Allie had. Three, if you're watching this on YouTube, which we encourage you to do, if you're watching this on YouTube, there's a moment in the show where I sit on my dog.
With your full body weight.
I scooped.
It looked like you just
watch
sat
it back.
On him.
Watch it back. It happens at, if I had to guess, the 30-minute mark.
No, maybe.
It happens at like the 30-minute mark where I go to sit down, don't realize that my dog has crawled under where my buns go. But you'll see
in under the, where my buns
you'll
go.
See in the replay that the
90-99.
I sit and like a Looney Tunes character who sat on a hot pan.
Yeah, that's exactly what
to make
what
sure
happens.
That he's okay. What else? We're just really thankful that people are listening to this. Thank
Congrats
you so much.
Congrats to Gabe for his nomination on the San Diego acting.
No. Something. Yeah, exactly. we're not doing that. We're so thankful you listen. We love y'all.
We love
Enjoy
you.
This episode. It's a crazy one. It's
boy. I mean, hello. Oh, hit it, Grant.
Oh my God.
Already know I can't leave it alone. You're on my mind.
And then the lyrics say, is that happening there?
Yeah.
I don't know the song that well, but I know.
Already gave you the time and the place, so don't be shy. Just come be the man I need.
You got something.
Hold on, let me hit
give.
That harmony better.
Yeah, because that wasn't
come,
right.
Come
one,
be
two,
the
man. Three, four. Oh, come. One, two, three, four.
Come be the man I need. Tell me you got something to give. I want it. I kind of like it when you call me wonderful. Whatever the type of talk it is, come on then. I gotta know you meant to be the man I need. Talk to me. Talk to me. Yeah. Talk to me. Talk to me. Be the man that I need, baby.
Okay, you have to try that again. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. It's the new year. We've made it into the new year.
I thought you said you knew that song.
I know.
The most famous is Talk to Me. You know what next year?
No, all I know is, call me the man I need. Should be the paper to the boom, bap on it. Olivia Dean, cool, huh?
She's a star.
Here's the thing. When I hear the name Olivia Dean, it does make me think of like...
olives and beans.
No, it makes me think of, in a way... Olives and beans. Olivia Dean to me is more, well, maybe it's just Paula Dean, but it's giving more like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We've got a great new
Olivia Dean.
Olivia, this is Olivia Dean. This is good home cooking with
She's
Olivia
like,
Dean.
Be the man I need.
No, literally.
Tell me you got something to give. I want it. That was a really good Reba impression.
Oh.
That I just did.
You mean just like Southern?
Totally. Can I tell you guys something that happened to me two days ago?
But 2 days ago. Anyway, thank you, Olivia Dean. Yeah, go.
No, thank you. Shout out Olivia Dean.
Shout out Olivia Dean. She's kind of killing like that. We don't have anyone in that market. Like, I guess Ray is doing like sort of jazzy pop, but Olivia Dean's really sort of singer-songwriter pop girly in a way that we haven't had in a while.
We
Who
actually
was the one
have
before
so
that?
Many incredible and successful pop girlies right now, I feel. And they're like...
No, I know, but I'm saying this... genre we haven't had like jazzy songwriter-y.
Yeah, she's definitely doing a thing.
Yeah, breaking through in a way that who was the last one to do?
I think she's nominated for like a kajabillion Grammys.
I think we're now experiencing the generation of girlies who grew up on Amy Winehouse and are now trying to like
well Beyonce even.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd put Olivia Dean Beyonce.
I'm just saying these girls grew up on Beyonce. Beyonce's been around for my whole life.
No, I know we grew up on Beyonce, but I'm saying tonally. I'm saying genrically.
Oh, I don't know that
like it's
any...
a little bit... Ray is totally totally
that's,
Amy Winehouse.
That's more Amy Winehouse than Olivia Dean, for sure.
So is Olivia Dean sort of like post... More,
you know what's interesting about both a... Ray and Olivia Dean, if we're comparing them to, is I think they're both British.
No, Olivia Dean's not.
I think they're both British.
Is she? Is Olivia Dean British?
Grant, can you look up? I was about to say, Grant, can you look up if Olivia Dean's British? But I looked over at him and he just has his Bowser journal. So
yes, Olivia Dean is British.
Okay, thank you. Born in London, England. It feels like soulful pop.
It feels like Olivia Dean... Ray comes from the school of Amy Winehouse and Olivia Dean comes from the school of Lake Street Dive, but then has pushed it like cooler.
Is the same time as her.
No. Lake Street Dive been around.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Olivia Dean knew. Well, she's not new, but she knew to us.
She's not new.
She born in 1999.
1999?
Yeah, she born in 1999.
Thank God.
Grant, what year were you born in?
1999.
Well, she's the same as Grant.
Same age as Grant. That's what I'm saying.
Wow, she's so little. I can't believe these little gills are so up she on could the have stage been forming. Like that.
Anyway, you were about to say something that happened to you 2 days ago, and then I did the thing that we do on the podcast, which is don't get to the thing that we were getting to.
I had
to.
Another haunting.
In the spiritual realm, in the digital realm, in the analog realm, what realm?
In my apartment. The realm of my apartment, I was haunted yet again.
No, but I'm saying a haunting, like a spiritual haunting.
A spirit came into my apartment to haunt me. Yes.
Describing in which way?
Well, that's the story I wanted to tell.
That's what I'm saying. Go ahead, describing it.
So I'm sitting with my friend Tony and on the couch, and I say, would you eat dinner if I made dinner? And he said, of course. So I go into the kitchen.
Would you eat dinner if I made dinner? Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say yeah every time.
Right. So I go into the kitchen and I say, I don't want to DoorDash another damn morsel. We need to cook whatever the heck is still in here.
And that's coming from a financial place or from a...
Just from like a, like, girl, just cook something.
Honestly, 2026, girl, just cook something. Hey, just cook something.
It's not that hard to just cook something.
It's literally not. You got stuff in your freezer.
You do. That's the thing. So I found a piece of salmon in my freezer and I was like, see, this is the thing. So I quick thawed it. I cooked some, this has nothing to do with the haunting, but I cooked some brown rice and then I steamed some broccoli from the freezer. Imagine.
Bro.
And then I shredded some carrots, random carrots that I found.
What?
And I made like a ponzu garlic carrot slaw.
Cool.
And then I steamed broccoli and I put both of those things on top of the rice and then slabs of salmon. Delish.
All from your freeze?
The carrots are important. The carrots were in the fridge. The carrots are important though for the haunting.
Okay. But I'm just, first of all, I know that we're getting to the haunting and this is how good podcast story goes. It's a 10-second story that takes 55 minutes. But, so sorry to pause, but great job. On the freezer. Great job.
Thank you. No, I was really proud. And I was actually so proud that I then sat down on my couch and I looked at Tony and I said, let's ask Copilot what kind of health benefits we're getting from this freezer meal. And Copilot was like, this is amazing. Heart healthy, fiber, whatever, like delicious, good for you meal. Amazing. So then Tony graciously is like, I'm going to clean up dinner. And I'm like, great. So I'm sitting on the couch and he's fiddling around in the kitchen cleaning. At some point, my dog stands up and starts barking like crazy, and my front door opens. Front door.
Uh-huh.
Opens.
I just want you to know that right now, my brother instinct, my cynical brother instinct, literally my whole brain and body said, a breeze. I just want you to know that. I'm not derailing your story. I just want you to know that I'm hearing your story.
Me too. I thought also, oh, a breeze.
A shift in the pressure.
So I stand up to go calm my dog down and close the door, and I smell the strongest smell of sulfur.
Fart.
Sulfur is not fart. Sulfur is sulfur.
Yeah. Can I remind the
and
listener?
And no fart is that powerful.
I don't know, bro. There was some December 27, 28, 29 leftover farts that were happening this year.
That's on you, and that's your journey. But no one in my house is farting like that.
That's
no
impossible.
One in my house is farting like that.
Let me remind the Adoids that Allie lives 3 blocks from the stinkiest river in the world.
No, it's not a stinky river. Rivers aren't stinky. They're flowing.
I just
what
was
I
on
love
the
most
phone.
About rivers is you can't step in the same river twice. Things are always changing, always flowing. It's not a stinky river, and that's the wrong musical.
I just, well, it was Disney. I just was on the phone with Patrick Mulberger the other day, who said
he said our river stinks.
He said he had to leave Frogtown for the day because it was stinking so bad.
Sulfury?
Sulfury.
Okay, so I smell the smell of sulfur in my apartment, and I'm like, okay, that's the smell of Lucifer himself. So creepy that the door flew open and then it started smelling like sulfur. No?
That is creepy.
It's smelling so strongly of sulfur that Tony walks into the living room and he's like, what's going on? And I'm like, I think we're being haunted.
Satan.
Yeah. And so he's like, okay. And we're both standing there like, what do we do? This is so creepy. I start lighting Palo Santo and Tony stands there and is like, whoever just came in here, we don't want any trouble. Please just move on.
Tony is talking to a fart. Can you do that to other farts? Does that work on all farts?
Yeah, it's like your stomach starts to hurt and you're like, whatever this is, I don't want any trouble. Please just move on. No, I'm telling you, my whole apartment is smelling like sulfur. Like the whole thing is filling with the smell. And I'm like, this is horrendous.
Yeah.
The devil himself paid us a visit for God knows what reason after our heart healthy meal.
Yeah. You don't want me to be the devil, do you? You can feel that that's where it's heading.
Oh, go ahead. I thought you were going to write a song about talking to farts. Sir, respectfully, what are you doing in my Frogtown apartment?
To be honest, I came here to tell you how the supernatural world works and how you've offended the God above, and you now coming with me.
Oh, God.
But when I got here, I sort of had, I don't know how to describe it, but maybe in your realm you call it like a bubble gut.
Oh, my God. From holiday food?
No, totally. We do holidays a little different down there. It's, actually, it's not that different. It's just sort of direct opposite of what you guys do. Well, it's sort of the
only... Eat in moderation?
Yes, it's the only time of year we eat vegetables. is during what you call Christmas, but we call Satanmas.
Oh.
So it's the first time I've had fiber in about 360 days.
So you came to collect me, but then you did a big fart.
Absolutely. And I've never felt this feeling before, but I think I want to apologize. I'm so sorry. Anyway, back to what you guys were doing.
And that's how I got Lucifer himself to apologize to me in my own home. No, okay, so the stink is growing. And I'm like, this stink is crazy. And the fact that the door flew open is unexplainable. And Tony's talking to the spirit and I'm lighting Palo Santo. And I'm like, swirling it around the room.
Mrs. Darbus.
And I text my friend who's a witch. And I'm like, girl, you will never believe the haunting I'm experiencing right now.
Professionally or as an actress?
Professionally. And actually neither. She's not a witch. She's not a professional witch or an actress. She's just like naturally a witch. Like truly.
No, I know. We had Izzy on the show. Yeah. She's that way.
So
yeah.
So she's like, this is really alarming. You need to light something and move the spirit on. And I'm like, okay, I'm moving the spirit on. Then I go into my bedroom and the smell is worse.
Bro.
I open my bathroom door.
Bro.
I have two bathrooms.
All of these, I want to let you tell your story.
You are not going to know where this is going.
All of the signs are pointing to fart.
You're not going to know where this is going.
Pointing to poo.
You're not going to know where this is going. I have two bathrooms. One that's just like a main bathroom in the apartment. And then I have one that's off my bedroom. So it's like tucked away in my bedroom.
That's just a half bath.
Half bath. I open my bathroom door. The carrots and food remnants from dinner are covered over my bathroom floor. All over my bathroom floor.
What?
The source of the stench. Dinner bits on my bathroom floor.
How?
And water.
How? Backed
How?
Up?
How? How?
How?
How?
How?
The ghost! That's how! made a mess of my bathroom.
Wait, 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 wait. What do you mean?
That I was hunted.
What do you?
Proof. If you needed proof that it wasn't a fart, look no further than my bathroom floor, covered of bits and carrots and rice and broccoli and water. My hamper got wet, and so did my toiletries bag. Honestly, if you need proof of the ghost, just look right there.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do I mean? What do I mean? I don't know how it all got there.
No, but I'm saying use your description words in more than just the food bits were there. What, in what
way? Teeny tiny bits of carrots and teeny tiny bits of broccoli over my bathroom floor.
Okay.
I have a theory.
Grant, what are you picturing when you hear that? I'm picturing like barf.
I have a theory that when Tony was cleaning and he put a bunch of stuff down the garbage disposal, it came out my bathroom sink because it was in the sink as well.
No, that's literally impossible, I think. It does drain to the same place, but has that ever happened?
It's what happened from the ghost on Friday.
Okay.
So I took a bunch of pictures.
Okay, now we don't need to use your description words. Let me see.
And I sent them to
And
then I sent them to my landlord and I was like, "You guys need to send me a plumber. My kitchen, my dinner is on my bathroom floor."
Let me see.
Don't you think that's weird? That's all the dinner.
Why did you leave your laundry still in it?
Well, that was how I discovered it.
And why did you
Leave
your shoes in it?
Because my shoes were in my bathroom. I opened the door, snapped that photo, and then started moving things.
Bro, Allie's shoes are right next to the toilet. Meaning she had to dookie so bad she came in, kicked them puppies off, and sat down, locked in.
That's not true.
She had to pee so bad she came in, kicked them puppies off next to the.
That's not true. Obviously, that's not true. But isn't that the strangest thing?
You finished a run and came right in. No, that might be backed ups. That might be backed ups.
Or in ghost. Why? Okay. Then if it's just a backup, why did my front door fly open? Riddle me that.
Correlation, not causation. Sorry, can I put my Grant hat on
for
a second?
So correlation, not causation. So you mean to tell me
that's something Grant would
that
say?
That my front door just so happened to fly open when the carrot bits were being spewed onto my bathroom floor.
Totally.
Don't you think that coincidence is stranger than there just plum being a ghost in my apartment?
Not stranger. Gentlemen? No, but I know that what you want us to say is agree.
Grant, what do you think happened?
You're totally right. Agree.
Great. Why do you think the front door flew open at this moment?
Also, you're pretty. Oh, let me adjust the Grant cam.
Why? It looks good.
It's pretty low. There we go. Is that going to mess up your edit? Totally. Sorry.
I don't think he's spoken yet. No.
Oh.
Hank. Oh my God.
No, you sat on it.
I was just going to say you're.
Hanky, come here.
I was just going to say you're pretty Detroited out today. You're all geared up.
I know. I wanted to wear my new hat. This is also a new sweatshirt.
And it's also last, is it the last game of the season or second? This is the last game of the season for them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what do you think happened, Grant?
You know, sometimes these strange things happen to my sister and I have to, and I'm glad she had photographic evidence this time. Because sometimes in my brain I go, did that happen?
I wish you guys would believe everything I say because I'm honest to God relaying what happens to me. And I know, I can see it in your eyes that you don't believe me it happened, which is so frustrating.
No,
because
I do.
Weird shit happens to me every day.
No, we believe you.
I got to start taking more pictures. I got to wear a body cam like a cop.
I do. I am fascinated by your brain because I bet shit like this happens to me, but I don't think about it in the way that you think about it and retell the story in the way you retell the story.
Totally.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Totally.
So, we all have weird shit happen to us. And some of us let it bring wonder into our life.
Whoa.
And for my sister, it adds wonder to her life. And for me, I'm thinking about Jahmyr Gibbs or something.
Totally always thinking about running backs. Maybe if boys would stop thinking about running backs, then we could have a little more cheer and joy in our lives. Maybe the part of our brain that stores sports statistics and stupid memes that we've saved for our friends that we can't show our girlfriends or wives because they're kind of inappropriate, so we just send them to each other and then they log that part of our brain.
You think women can't handle inappropriate jokes?
Maybe that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that part of our brain gets clogged up and maybe we would have more whimsy.
Need more whimsy.
Maybe the boys need more whimsy.
I think the boys need more whimsy.
Hey, 2026. Girl, cook something. And boys, more whimsy.
More whimsy. I will say, for my whole life, I've had crazy things happen to me every day, and I'm always going around telling the stories of them. And I often think, are weird things happening to me, or is it just the way I talk that's making things sound weird? You know what I mean?
I think both.
But it is weird that all the carrot bits were on my bathroom floor. No, that's objectively weird.
Yeah.
Agree, but also someone else would have told that story, like a, no offense, normal person would have told that story, and it would have been like, my God, my sink backed up yesterday after I made food for my friend. So crazy, the dog was going nuts and the sink backed up.
I literally had my friend texting me, this is a spirit in your home. You must get it. Well,
can we do a haiku about the
other people
ghost?
Experience farts? Yeah, other people experience farts and just know their farts. Allie experiences a fart and tries to send it away with Palo Santo.
Okay,
and sage. Allie's in there post holidays, sage in her whole house.
Sage every in her time whole, a fart time happens, a fart I'm like, she's okay, like, someone's in here with me.
Okay, are you guys feeling this? Are you guys also feeling this? Calling all her friends.
It's like that girl that's like, what was that? That was
I don't know
so
what
weird.
Was that, and I didn't do it. That's one of Kobe, my best friend Kobe and I's favorite YouTube videos of all time.
I don't know what was that.
It's a girl, it's like she's like 10, yeah. And she's in her closet trying to do like a vlog video, and she farts, but to try to cover
it
up.
It's so loud.
It's so loud and obvious, and she goes, did you hear that? Guys, I'm scared. I'm scared. No, really. I don't know what was that, and I didn't do it. I don't know what was that, and I didn't
and
do it. Kobe and I say all the time.
And that's me in my apartment when it starts to smell like a fart. I'm like, I think there's a spirit here.
Allie might call ghost hunters to her house someday, and they'll just smell fart.
Interesting. You know
that landed. I was worried. I was running out of sillies.
No, it landed.
Running out of bowls.
I have something else I want to say.
Great. You know, I was conjuring things that I wanted to say, but I bet they're not as. This is. Go ahead.
It's about heated rivalry.
Yeah.
In line with the boys having whimsy.
Yeah.
The boys are having tons of whimsy surrounding this show, Heated Rivalry. And when I say the boys, I do mean straight cis women are losing their minds over this hockey show that's all sexy.
It also
and
feels like a lot of bi women too.
So
online, I'm seeing it's all the bi girlies.
So it's girlies, period. Anyway, people are losing their minds over the show. They're losing their minds over the actors in the show, and they're beginning to
the
lose
Adoids,
their minds.
I know the Adoids know what it is, but just in case the Adoids don't know what you're talking about,
it's a TV show based off of a. I mean, I don't know that much about it either, but it's a TV show based off of a book about these two hockey players that fall in love, but they're not supposed to be in love because they're boys and they're hockey players and whatever. And then they have like a bunch of tension and a bunch of yearning.
Gay hockey, baby.
Not a la like that.
Pads on, pads off.
A la that one scene where Mr. Darcy like does this with his hand after he touches Elizabeth's hand.
But this is with like slap shots.
Yeah,
and
exactly. So it's icing. Making people interested in hockey. It's making a different audience interested in hockey in a new way, which is why I found myself at a hockey game this past Thursday, New Year's Day.
I know. I'm jealousy.
LA Kings.
I'm jealousy.
Go Kings, go. Go Kings, go.
Yeah.
First of all, have y'all been to a hockey game?
Yeah. You mean y'all like the rhetorically or Grant and I? Yes.
You guys, this...
Have we together? No. No.
This was a production. Every quarter, sorry, not quarter, every
period.
Period.
Sorry, I should have let you go through that.
Every period was a different video package to introduce dramatic lighting. Yep. There's people on skates coming out with LED flags.
Yeah, bro.
The flags are little TVs that are playing what's playing on the big screen, and they're like the intro to the game, it was a countdown from like way too many minutes, like 2 minutes.
75, 74.
Literally. And they had already done all these announcements and all these games and whatever. It was like such a production. And then it's like, zoom, the lights all go down. And then there's like, boom, 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 boom. There's like strobe lights like surrounding the arena. And then it's like, when I was a young boy, I came into the city to see them. And then these videos of these hockey boys like slap-shotting and whatever. Okay, and then it's so, like, carry on. And the crowd's going crazy.
So
and
they
the
knew,
video, the lights.
They knew the gays were coming.
It was.
They knew the gays were coming.
Theater.
Imagine the NHL, all the executives at the NHL right now finding out that heated rivalries going
crazy. And
they're
crazy, like, we gotta up our
and
lighting.
They're all like, what do we do?
We gotta fix the what lighting in the fucking place.
They're just hiring. They're hiring the choreographers from the Olympics opening ceremony.
No, I was with Steven. Like, I was with Steven, and Steven was like, once everyone loses their jobs in TV, they can just come work in sports because this is a production.
Absolutely. Cut to Kenny Ortega choreographing literally, every NHL game.
I want
to
see this man on the ice. I want to see Corbin Bleu on the ice in the beginning. Carry on. And
more
there's
like
a DJ.
Dancing.
And there's a brass band. And there's like, I was just like,
wait, let me
oh
get this
my
out.
God.
Let me get this out. More like Dancing with the Dallas Stars. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Don't even know what that was. Anyway. Anyway, I could not believe the amount of fanfare. And there weren't even that many fans there. It was a show. It was a show.
Were you guys sitting close enough to...
Nose
bleeds, bro.
And it was awesome because you're like looking down at the whole rink.
Yeah.
And these boys, they're the puck every once in a while would go like... It would like fly into the air like a shooting star. I loved when that happened because otherwise it's kind of hard to see the puck because it's so little and I was so far away.
No, agree. It's a hard one to watch.
So I had to research like the rules of hockey, literally soccer with sticks. And so it was easy to understand in that way. But except three periods. And there's the thing that I found interesting about hockey was that you're only on the ice for like 45 to 60 seconds because they're moving so quickly. So the guys are being traded out like a dance at all times. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think it is longer than that, but yes.
It's night. It can be, but I looked it up and the optimal amount of time for a player to be on the ice is 45 to 60 seconds.
Wow.
Fresh in the nog, dude.
You guys want to hear a funny hockey internet bit that my girlfriend told me about?
Of course.
It was some Instagram thing she saw. His girlfriend... and her boyfriend were at the hockey game. And she goes, I really need to pee. I think I'm going to go at the next halftime. And the boyfriend goes, period. And she goes, period.
No, that's literally me. That's literally me at this hockey game. Something really else good. Happened in which I bought a soft pretzel and they asked me to tip 20% at the little kiosk.
For a soft pretzel?
Do I have to do that? Do I have to do that, you guys?
No.
I'm not anti-tipping, but whoa.
Here's the thing. I think the tippings are just built into the softwares. Now, and some, hey, restaurants,
it's a little much.
There's certain places, be honest and turn the tipping off. Grant has your rules, please.
I know. I do want the adoids to weigh in on, let us know what your rules are for tipping. Where are you tipping? How much are you tipping? But for me, I'll make exceptions here and there. But for me, if I'm standing, I'm not tipping. Unless it's a bar.
I agree with that. And if I'm getting a latte made.
Sure, I'll do
a
dollar.
Because that's like a coffee cocktail.
I do a dollar per drink. Everything else, I'm not tipping.
What about if it's a place that's like, and we don't need to spend too much time on tipping. What about if it's a place that like you're walking up, you're ordering, but then someone's making it and bringing it to you? What about that? Because I understand like you're walking up to a counter and they're handing it to you and you're walking
away. You're saying noi to that?
Like if you're taking a number. if you're taking a number and someone's bringing you something, like you're at one of those, like the Black Cat, that place that we go to for my birthday.
Where the place you, we like, go to for Gabe's birthday.
Yeah, that one time. You go order at the place, you take a number, go sit down, someone's going to bring you the food. That's a no tippy.
I think for me, no.
I would tip on that. Okay.
I think I would.
Because they didn't come over to me. They didn't give me water. They're not constantly refilling my water. They're not telling me about the specials and offering their insight as to what I should
They're
get,
not complimenting
blah, blah, blah.
My beautiful blue eyes.
They're not, they're not curating my night.
They're not saying, how's everybody doing tonight?
Right. And I'll give you a dollar for that.
Yeah. You earn a dollar. You earn a dollar if you say,
so,
have you guys been here? Have you dined with us before?
So anyway, all three periods.
Periods.
Kings blew it in the end. Oh, no worries. I guess go Tampa, Florida guys. And then at the last buzzer, end of the third quarter, all of a sudden people start screaming. Big mob on the ice. We're in a big brawl. And I knew hockey players fought, but the game was over.
Yeah, they still hate each other's guts, though.
What
hockey
I thought
is the most fightinest sport.
What I thought was interesting about it is, to me, it read like the Kings were embarrassed that they lost.
Probably.
And because they're boys who don't know how to deal with their emotions.
Probably.
Instead of just having those feelings inside, they started punching out of their embarrassment.
But think about if they had watched Heated Rivalry, maybe they would have been instead kissing.
I know. Well, what's interesting is, and I did not know they could do this in hockey. One of these boys, Kings boys, ripped off a Tampa's boy helmet and he's punching his straight up noggin.
Yeah. You know the refs.
They're allowed to punch nog to nog?
You know the refs let them fight in hockey. They let
Fist
them fight.
Fist to noggin?
They let them fight.
They made them stop this time. The refs held them back.
Well, I think if it's a full brawl, they got to try to stop
it. It was a full brawl and helmets were flying and they were going noggin straight to noggin. I was like, boys, the game is over. Why are you punching his noggin?
Yeah, leave his grant. Go ahead. You have something that you want to
say? Allie, you're kind of buzzing. Maybe untangle your cables, or et cetera, et cetera.
You're buzzing. You're just buzzing, bro.
I'm buzzing from all my awesome.
You're buzzing from your hockey. Give you 1 second. Grant, have you ever been in a fight in a sporting event when you played sport?
Yeah, it wasn't a fight, but I did punch somebody in football and they didn't punch back.
Wow, because you knocked him out?
No, I just... You're
they
not
were just like, wait, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. It was a...
I'm helping you not have a bad audio. There you go.
It was annoying.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You're literally my daughter right now. Everything I do, I'm like, hey, can I get your arm through this sleeve? And she's like, fuck you, arm through this sleeve. I hate this.
I'm like,
no, I understand that we want the same thing. I want you to be happy and I want your arm to get out of the sleeve. And she's like, this sucks. I'm like, agree.
Totally. It sucks.
Totally agree.
What are our other segments?
You put.
Oh, brother and
for the listener,
fixing.
We have to help.
You know what time
going.
It is?
Yeah. For the listener, in the time space of the podcast, we've been having podcasts come out every week, but we haven't recorded together in quite
some
time.
In like a month.
And so we're a little confused. I actually have so much more to say about hockey, but I do think we should move on to helping someone.
Yeah.
I have to write a haiku about hockey.
I know. I get to write the haiku because you told two stories.
Okay.
Slap shot, daddy. Big time punching on the noggin. Maybe we should kiss.
Big time punching on the noggin. Maybe we should kiss.
That's honestly, hey, have athletes thought about that?
I think many of them have.
Privately?
Cool.
Well, here's the thing.
People
here's
love
why the,
kissing.
Here's why the hockey players now can't do kissing in the heated rivalry way is because A, now we're expecting it. And we're
everybody wants
it.
Everyone's
everybody
begging for
it. It's dying for it. Also B, like they're being watched by so many people. That's a lot of pressure for your first kiss. Do you know what I mean?
Would you think they would have their first kiss on the ice?
No, but in high school,
or might they have it in a hotel room, a la Heated Rivalry,
and probably in the locker room, steamy. In high school, I did a theater play or a theater musical. In high school, I did a musical.
Theater musical.
And the
Yikes.
Girl who I was supposed to kiss in the show, we're supposed to be in love in the show. Blah blah blah. She got cast. She had been with the same, dating the same boy since seventh grade, and she was now a senior in high school. And so it became this whole big thing. And he was the big linebacker guy in college.
I remember this. I remember him. And you were young.
And I was like a freshman. And she was way older. And he sat front row most of the nights.
Yeah, period. That's so hot.
And I'm like, hey, what?
He said, just so you know, I'm watching you.
But literally
boy.
In rehearsal, the first time, first of all, this is an odd thing about in a professional setting when you have to kiss, you like, you say like, hey, are we okay to try? Should we try it for real? Whatever. You like try to like be professional, navigate it, but you start it like right away in the, it's part of the rehearsal.
Yeah,
like it's,
of course.
It's a logistical thing to work out.
But in for high school, you block reason, it for school, a long time.
In high school, you skip it yeah. for the 6 weeks of rehearsal. And then they're like,
I kind of
okay.
get it. Imagine an adult teacher is watching kids kiss every day.
No, but.
Like, it's a little weird.
I agree, but it makes it so much more high pressure.
I agree with that.
Where it's like,
but
tonight
I do
is
think-
the dress rehearsal. And it's also, we've been not kissing in this kiss moment for 6 weeks. But every time we get to it, we go, let's skip.
But
it's
imagine,
odd.
But imagine a teacher is saying to minors, now kiss every day.
Yeah, I don't think, okay, agree.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a little
much. If
that's
how they're saying it. Now kiss. If that's how they're saying it, now kiss is actually, and our theater director, now that I think about it, he would every time we get to the kissing scene say, now kiss.
Okay, let's help somebody.
Let's help somebody. What's the last thing I want to say? Wait, oh. Go, Grant had a thing.
I have good journal entries.
Wait,
but we do that
we
after.
Do that after.
Oh, okay.
Save it.
We always do that after. Where have you been?
The last thing before we help somebody is in this show that I was in January, which, by the way, I just got nominated for a San Diego Critics Theater Award.
Oh, my God. Mom said. Home of the San Diego Critics yep. Theater Award nominee.
Yeah, I know.
Congratulations.
Just got an email from the theater. Anyway,
what do we get
Literally nothing. In rehearsals, it was the first time that I had to do a kissing scene that was like a quick kiss, she slaps, kiss, she slaps, one of those kind of ones. You saw
with
the
Izzy?
No, with,
no, with someone
with
else.
Kate.
Oh, okay. It would have been fun if it was Izzy because everybody knows her.
Yeah, that's true. But this was the first time that I've ever experienced someone laughing into my mouth. Because something went wrong as we were about to kiss. And then I felt her go.
Lauren's never laughed into your mouth?
No, because she respects me.
The kissing's very serious in your household.
Because I'm a handsome, serious man who's deserving of respect.
Wow.
No, but it's the first time anyone's ever laughed into my mouth,
yeah.
Which was kind of an odd experience. Hey, each and every week you ask us to help you. And we try to help you.
You send in your problems, and we solve the problems with the power of beautiful music.
Or at the very least,
music.
This one comes in from our friend Cassidy, who used to be Cassidy Carnell.
Oh, my God.
So this
What's
is
her
a
new
friend,
last
friend.
Name?
I saved it.
I'm sorry, Cassidy, that we don't know your new last name. But
I know.
We send
on.
You love.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. I saved.
Wait, we probably shouldn't say her last name anyway.
Okay. Well, here's what it is right there. Don't say it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Cassidy, I know your new last name.
Cassidy, we're really happy to hear from you. Cassidy is a friend of ours from growing up who sends this problem in that hopefully we can solve, and I think we can.
Hey, Gibbs family. This is Cassidy, and my problem is that recently my daughter has been taking off her shoes while we're in the car. She's one, almost 2 years old, and actually last week while I was driving, she threw one of her shoes at me, and it hit my head, hurt a little bit. Also, we live in Michigan. It's winter. And I just don't want her feet to freeze. Anyway, we love to listen to Mom Said together in the car. So if you could write a song about how to get her to not throw her shoes at me, that would be amazing. And she'll hear the song as well. Obviously, we'll be riding in the car. Her name is Piper, and hopefully you all can help me out. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. First of all, Cassie, you have such a cute voice.
I know.
First of all.
A little bit of breathiness.
I actually am starting to feel aware of everything inappropriate we've said. So knowing that Piper's listening, we have to clean up our acts, boys. If Piper's listening every week, we need to clean up our acts. Seriously.
I know.
Sorry about that, Piper. And now, also, before we sing Piper a song, I'd like to say that I had a solution for Cassidy, but now we're going to sing Piper a song. So I'll just give you this one for free. Have you seen Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs where he does those spray-on shoes that can never come off? You should get those.
Agree. But that could be part of our message to Piper.
Piper can't procure spray-on shoes. She's two.
Cassidy could.
Right, but we're singing to Piper.
Agree. Hey there, Piper. Sitting in the back of the car.
Hey, girl.
Hey there, Piper. Your mama's gonna drive you real far.
Hey, girl.
Hey there, Piper. We know you don't wanna lose. You wanna be a really cool girl, so leave on your shoes. Hey, Piper.
Leave on your shoes, Piper.
Leave on your shoes, Piper.
Leave on your shoes.
Leave on your shoes, Piper.
Leave on your shoes, Piper.
Leave on your shoes, Piper.
Leave on your shoes. Hey there, Piper. I know you like it when your toes are warm. Hey there, Piper. You need to keep your shoes on for your toes to be warm.
Hey there, Piper. Leave on your shoes for your toes to be warm. Hey there, Piper. Leave on your shoes for your toes to be warm.
Quiet now. Cause she's napping.
Hey there, Piper, leave on your shoes. Hey there, Piper, leave on your shoes. Leave on your shoes.
Now loud.
Hey there, Piper, leave on your shoes.
Leave on your shoes.
Leave on your shoes.
Hey there, Piper, leave on your shoes.
Because if you take off your shoes in the car, then the shoe car man will come and steal your shoes forever. If you take your good shoes off in the car, then the shoe car man will steal your shoes forever.
Oh no, he's really ugly.
He's sort of like a Krampus for children's shoes.
I was thinking like the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Lollipops, gumdrops, give me your little Nikes.
Your little bag. Wait,
treacle tarts.
Lollipops, gumdrops, give me your little Birkenstocks.
Give me those Bostons right off the toes. They cover the toes, but I'll release them.
Ew. I don't like when he says toes.
Well, he's a bad guy.
Right, no, I know.
The child shoe snatcher.
I'm just saying it's disgusting.
It's grosser, actually, because the child snatcher is offering, he's at least offering something. Do you know what I'm saying?
But the shoe, what are you doing with all those shoes?
Hey there, Piper. I hope you still have your shoes on. Hey there, Piper. We should, as part of our closing of every episode.
I was literally about to say that. Say, Piper, put your shoes back on.
Yes.
Okay. What's going on in
yes.
Grant's journal?
Sterling Silver.
By the way, Christmas morning. Christmas morning, Gabe, why did you sing Sterling Silver to Grant when he came out?
I don't know.
I just remember sitting on the chair Christmas morning and hearing Gabe go, Sterling Silver.
Somebody received Sterling Silver jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
I gave Lauren a Sterling Silver necklace.
And then my wife, we sang Sterling Silver, the three of us or the two of us or the at least me of us sang Sterling Silver. And my wife, this tells you how much she listens to the podcast. Didn't know what it was. Yeah. Didn't know what it was. We've been doing it for 25 episodes. Didn't know what it was. Didn't know what it was.
For 6 months.
Good for her.
For 6 months.
Good for her.
I actually love it.
She shouldn't. Why would she listen?
She, again, as we say, listens to our shit all day, every day. Anyway, back to it.
She gets it straight out the bot.
Grant's Journal, Sterling Silver.
Actually, the brain was kind of moving today, and I have a lot written down, but
hell
maybe
yeah,
I'll
bro.
Just do a couple.
Thank okay. you. We see, this is a testament to taking a break from each other. We have so much to say.
Agree.
The first thing I thought of was we need more claymation.
Dude, I feel that way every holiday.
Like Wallace and Gromit.
Yes. Yeah. Can we get...
Which one's Wallace and which one's Gromit?
I believe Gromit is the dog.
Yeah.
And I believe Wallace, therefore, is the man.
But there's no... I would so watch... Like, if Netflix made a good claymation show that came out in 2025, I would so be into that.
The problem is they'd just, like, AI it and make it cheap.
I know.
Because they're expensive to make, huh?
I know. Another joke that came from my girlfriend, shout out Hannah, that I thought was very funny. She was talking about something her brother said a couple months ago or something. He said being high around your parents is like being the lead of the play of your own life and you forgot your lines.
Dude, that is, it does feel like the attention's all like spotlight.
Yeah.
Total spotlight vibes.
That's funny.
Another funny joke. I forget if I said this or if she said this.
He's just writing jokes.
Yeah.
This is his joke journal.
Me
Go ahead.
Me and my girlfriend be giggling, bro.
That's good
That's
life.
That's really cute.
That's good life.
We we went to the movie theaters to see Marty Supreme. We can talk about that as well.
Great.
And have you guys been to the Regal Cinema at the Sherman Oaks Galleria?
No.
No.
Anyway, we walk in. Beautiful floor-to-ceiling windows in this Regal Cinema. Oh,
it used to be an Arclight, and now it's a Regal Cinema.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
That
was
huge.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Anyway, huge, gorgeous floor-to-ceiling windows. We're feeling like the New Year's Christmas vibe.
Yeah, cute.
Beautiful architecture, and I was like, I feel God in this Regal Cinema.
I feel God in this Regal Cinema is beautiful.
Honestly.
Dude, the thing about it is, though, the church you grew up in feels like a Regal Cinema,
I know,
too.
No, I know.
So straight it up, does kind mega of like church. Circle,
yeah.
Regal Cinemas do have mega church vibes.
Wow. Bro, the lobby of Kensington Church in Troy, damn, Michigan is...
Kind of ruined it.
Is an AMC. Sorry, I didn't mean to
ruin. You associate Florida ceiling, like corporate... looking floor to ceiling windows with God,
with feeling
corporate
God.
Millennial slop with God.
Yeah,
sure.
someone before the movie starts, someone walks in, stands at the front, says, "Stand up and greet the person next to you. Squeeze inside." No more assigned seating at movie theaters. It's all just like vibe. Some bald guy with a soul patch sings at the beginning.
And I guess the last thing is
what
you're just like. I can only think of one bald guy with a soul patch that sang when we were growing up. So you're just like talking about someone specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep going.
Allie, how does it feel to be holding your ground on the east side now?
Whoa. Update for the Adoids. My wife and I are moving west in LA because...
Mama
said. He just played the theme song. Or the finish song. That's so funny. Because we have a baby child and my mother is helping.
I got so excited I hit the fucking theme song.
Got so excited I hit him with the theme song.
My mother lives on the west and she's been helping watch the child. And so we're moving closer to that so that my mom doesn't have to drive an hour and I don't have to drive an hour every time we need assistance if I have a worky thing that I need to be in person for. But it means that Allie is now the only one on her side of town now.
Mm-hmm.
And we just told her this news before we started recording, so it may be not have. May
no,
not
I knew you guys were planning on moving. I just didn't know that you had a place.
We didn't until yesterday.
Right. How do I feel about it? I think I don't care that much.
Great vibe. Ouch.
Well, no. I mean, I
no, it's
I definitely,
cool. Thank you so much for listening.
I still have to rank the brothers. I definitely yeah. care. No, I mean, it makes me sad, but I don't think it's going to like ruin my life. I think it's just kind of like, oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm hoping that maybe I feel like I live in my own city by myself. Like that could be a fun vibe. And I'll still see you guys every Sunday.
Ranking of the brothers is an obvious one this week because my brother just announced he's moving an hour away from me. It's the ranking of the brothers. Gonna rank them one and two. It's the ranking of the brothers. I'm gonna rank them. How about you?
No one else gets to rank. The number one brother this week is none other than Grant Gibbs. And why is that? That's because Gabe walked in this morning. He said, "Buy me some pancakes." I did.
No,
I brought them into the studio.
That's not how I said it.
I brought him pancakes, and then he said, "By the way, I'm leaving your ass."
And this is another example of how the stories, when they come out of Allie, are shifted and are twisted. And now that I'm not the number one brother, I'm really going to let it rip today because the rankings have been decided, so I got nothing to lose. I was very polite on the phone. I let her know as soon as we were moving.
Actually, you didn't let me know. Mom let me know.
Damn.
Anyway, so what?
No, it's fine. Grant, how does it feel to be number one brother this week? Do you have an emotional reaction to it or no?
I'm used to it at this point.
Damn. Well, everyone, we're so thankful that you listened to this show. we're ending because I have nothing else to say. I think we've made it.
I actually have gobs to say, but you're starting to close, so I think we should close.
I think we should close.
Well, actually, shall I read the list of ins and outs that my friends made for 2026 to finish us off?
I want us to make our own ins and outs.
Okay, well, let's get us started, and then next week maybe we'll come back with our own ins and outs.
I have some ins and outs.
In. Reading for pleasure. Martinis.
I'm still seeing some on this list.
I'm
going to
skip some. Eyelash curlers. Sweet potatoes. Poetries. Burner accounts. Kissing your friends. Forehead, nose. Dichotomy. Out of office, out of country. Mixing metals. Dinner parties. Hair extensions. Money. Big purses. And bars we've never heard of.
Great. I think we should...
Outs.
Well, yeah.
Well, do you have any ins you want to add?
I was going to say we should have ended with a positive of what's in. But we can let people know what's out. Tell them what's out.
Outs. Loneliness.
Yeah, gone.
Not sharing entrees.
Gone.
Road rage.
Gone.
Cauliflower rice.
Gone, bro. Gone. That is not rice.
That is not rice.
If you take something, that is not rice. You shape it like rice. Not rice.
Not rice. Ones and zeros.
I'm not sure that accent was appropriate.
It was Russian. You can do Russian.
Great.
Ones and zeros. Redacting. Here's looking at you, government.
Whoa.
Slick back buns. Sorry to say.
Hold on. What? Oh, yep.
Media publications gaslighting us into thinking that there's not a recession because there obviously is one. And tiny bags.
No, no, no. Finish this because this is going to make Grant laugh. Finish the media publications and say it exactly as it's written. Say it exactly as it's written.
It's a typo. It's a typo. It's a typo. I know, by the way, before I say this out loud, I know what the right word is.
Okay.
Media publications gaslighting us into thinking that there's not a recession because there obviously is one just by the GFP or whatever. Listen, I was two martinis in when I wrote this. And tiny bags.
Tiny bags are out because big bags are in because they're full of money.
They're full of money and stuff, and ultimately we love stuff. Like lip glosses and hair brushes and journals and little candies and little glass figurines of animals, etc. Totally.
Thank you so much for listening to this show. We're so glad that everyone listens to this show. It's really a crazy show, and it's mostly just three siblings just ranting at each other for an hour or so. And this week was really just Allie ranting because she was on fire, and there's nothing better to do than just get out of the way when Allie's on fire.
I like that. That's my reputation.
Thank you so much for listening. Really, we do feel crazy that people listen to this. It's growing every week, week over week, which is very fun. So please help us continue to share this with your friends. The more we grow, the more we show, the more you know. Hey, hey, ho, ho. To our number one listener, Piper.
Put your shoes back on.
Put your shoes back on, Piper.
And to our younger listeners.
To our even younger listeners.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah, we gotta go.
We gotta go.